get some viewers. I wanted to talk
about your love life.
Okay, would you rather get shanked or
put it in my butt?
I say that type of stuff. Me, Chris Daughtry.
I'm Daryl Hall!
And it isn't really worth it.
Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray.
I thought you were dead! I've made money.
Do you think Osama bin Laden ever listened to Fix You?
Oh!
I can say penis on this podcast. It's my podcast.
Some would say the greatest podcast in the world.
This is nice, I guess.
If you don't shut up right now, I'm gonna freaking
tell him I have coke.
What the
freak? If I was listening to a baby podcast switch. And they started talking about this, I'd be like, what is this?
You're listening to the best of 2021, episode 1, Spencer Boyce and Ronnie Carter, the joy on children's faces.
What would you be doing if you never did music?
I'd work at a roller coaster park.
Ooh, I could see that.
Wow.
And I'd be the guy that's like wow. Strapping people in and have a good ride, kid.
That sounds very boring.
Yeah. No, because
sounds very boring and very sad.
No, because I'd watch kids have joy every day. I'd watch them be full of joy and laugh and smile every day. Yep.
Just said that I can't say that that's a sad job. That is a sad job. Maybe, okay, maybe that is somebody's job, and maybe somebody can find joy in that job, but imagine how hard that would be, right?
Hey, but Chase, I want
you
to think about something.
You gotta wake up every day and be like, here we go.
Sir Chase, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about something, Chase. All right? Think about the joy on the children's faces every day.
You're gonna get so numb to that, and you're gonna be like, I don't care.
seeing joy on children's faces every day, I do that for a living and it isn't really worth it.
Episode 2, Sean Crawford, Mark McGrath's feedback for Sean's new song.
I sent Mark McGrath some of your songs, and I said, please just let us know how you think. Okay. So I haven't listened to it at all yet, but we'll see what he says.
Hey, what is up, Sean? It's Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray. Yes, I know. Off the charts, but always in your hearts. And Sean, a friend of yours, someone you know, obviously an acquaintance, Chase Lowe, let me know that you're a musician and you're trying to be an artist and have a career.
Mm-hmm.
And Chase was kind enough to show me some of your work, let me listen to it, and I was pleasantly surprised about how bad your music sucked. Yes. Really, I normally do these things and I'll do like a, just out of being... You know, just common courtesy, say, wow, man, Sean, your music was great. And it was all, but this is not for you, Sean. Your work is awful. Chase let me know, and he was very kind. He goes, just want your honest opinion. And Sean will want that, too, because it's something he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And you being someone who's co-written a few number one songs, could maybe give Sean some advice and, you know, let him and just maybe set him on a path to where he could possibly go in his career or maybe not go. Well, Sean, I can see that there is no path for success for you. And it hurts me to say this, you know, because, look, I'm not the most talented guy, but there was a couple lanes I could get in. But, man, I mean, that model trains made me want to sit in front of a moving train and be eliminated from Earth, never to have to hear that again.
Episode 3, Zach Epps. Would you rather get shanked or...
Okay, would you rather get shanked or have your b-hole played with?
And cut. No,
this podcast was getting boring, so I had to mix it up a little bit.
And that's going to be what we clip to like advertise for this podcast.
Would you rather get shanked in jail or or you know the other option?
You know,
you live.
I'd rather die.
You'd rather get shanked and die.
Yeah.
Really?
Are we keeping this in?
I might.
Here's what I want to do.
What?
I want to kill a whole bunch of people if I was in jail with my bare hands and then eat myself and die. And that's on camera recorded, so.
Episode 4, Jonathan Moss. Do you remember when we kissed?
Do you remember when we kissed?
Really? Did we kiss?
Okay, do you not remember, though, like your mom telling us when we were kids that we used to roll on the ground and kiss each other?
Wow.
Do you remember that? Now you remember
I
that?
I forgot until this very moment.
Yeah. Can you think back, though, like an actual memory that is and such remember an kissing old me or no?
Memory. I don't remember actually kissing
putting your
you,
lips on mine.
But I remember my mom saying that we used to roll around and kiss each other.
Yeah, and we were like, ew, what?
We were like, whoa, that's, yo.
I feel like we could call your mom right now.
And she'd probably remember that.
And she probably would.
That's insane. One thing I do remember is.
Honest, I think we should call your mom right
here's
now.
One thing I do remember is that we took, this is another weird thing.
Yeah.
I do remember that we took baths together.
Oh, I forgot about that. We definitely took baths together.
We had like
together.
Rubber duckies and toys, and yep. We would put it in the bathtub
you know,
and play with
what's
the...
funny is one of my questions was going to be, I was thinking back and I was thinking back and I was like, have I ever seen, all right, we're all adults here, right? Especially people who are listening. You know what a penis is. I can say penis on this podcast. It's my podcast. Anyways.
What's a penis?
You know what a penis is. Nala knows what a penis is.
She's.
All right. Anyways. I was thinking back and I was like, has Jonathan ever seen my penis? And have I ever seen, let me just say wiener. Has Jonathan ever seen my wiener? And have I ever seen Jonathan's wiener? Mm-hmm. And you just confirmed it, though.
That we, we totally have. We were just very young. We saw each other's young wieners.
I don't think I've ever seen your wiener in as an adult, though.
No, you have not seen my adult wiener.
I think I would be okay with
that. I don't think you have.
I don't want to see your wiener. You don't want to see it? I don't want you to see my wiener, no.
All right. That's a shame.
Episode 5, Garrett Randolph. Night, night, Gare Bear.
Oh! I'm getting tired, huh?
Yeah, I'm about to sleep on this couch.
You're about to sleep on this couch right now. Let's go ahead and I'll go ahead and whip out this couch for y'all. I'll make it up for you right now.
Thanks, dog. Thanks, okay. Dad.
Let's do it right now.
All right. Is this it? Is this a surprise?
Right when you pulled that. Turn down the lights. Garrett, if you could please get in bed.
I have no clue what's happening right now.
All
right. Also, if your hand goes any lower. Ow.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Just pinch my thigh meat, dude.
You good? Are you comfortable?
Just careful of my goodies, man.
Oh, I almost forgot. Give me 1 second.
Listen, man. So far, this tuck-in is a 6 out of 10. Is that the humidifier?
Yeah.
Dude, lavender's my favorite. All
right. The sleep mask is going on gear right now.
This is nice, I guess.
Oh!
What the freak just happened?
I just knocked over your phone.
It's already cracked, dude. The damage is done. Just let's do this, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for musicians or
Episode 6, Chase Slow. I'm quitting the podcast.
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to be doing Friends in Low Places anymore.
Episode 7, Moses Dawes, put it in my butt, Marvel.
So if Marvel came to you and was like, hey, Moses, do you want to be this?
Yes.
Would you get juiced up?
I would juice.
He's juicing up right now.
I just juiced up. It was a pre-juice.
You would stick anything in your booty to make anything happen, right?
Put it in my butt. Marvel.
Put it in my butt, Marvel.
Episode 8, Seth Rice, The Finer Things Game.
All right, here is a little curveball. It's not gross, though.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, and broccoli.
Didn't even need to eat it.
I didn't even have to. It was also the largest piece of broccoli.
Episode 9, Tucker Richmond. Tuck poops himself with John Mayer.
That's Tuck, great. Have you ever pooped your pants on stage?
That has not happened yet.
Yeah. So here's a what if. It's the biggest gig you've ever done. Mm-hmm. You're actually playing with John Mayer.
Okay.
He's called you on stage. You're going to do your song. What was it? Edge of Desire?
Mm-hmm.
You and John Mayer duet. Tucker Richmond.
He saw our cover.
John Mayer, he sees it. He invites you on stage. You have uncontrollable diarrhea.
Oh, okay? My God.
Yeah.
Middle of the song. Do you leave the stage to relieve yourself to save face?
I think.
Or do you just let it go? What happens in this scenario?
I don't know if I've ever experienced that. So it's like hard to imagine what that would feel like. I feel like I would do everything in my power to not think about it.
The option is you literally can't. I mean, everyone's had the panic poo before.
Yeah. If you literally can't control it, you're unable. I would definitely leave.
You would leave.
Really?
Yes, I would. Because I would be like
a braver.
I would just send a look like, hey man, you're never going to believe this, but I cannot be here right now. Because the idea of that just happening, I don't think mentally I would be able to hold it together. I think it would just be so mortifying that I would never be able to
actually like, haunt me perform. For
life. Like you would cherish the 1 minute that you did play with him, but that you didn't poop your pants.
You know what, man? I don't know. That is a very complex. That sounds very emotionally complex.
What would you do, Chase?
Same thing. Speaking of a person who has pooped their pants on stage.
You pooped your pants on stage?
God. Yeah.
Please. Please adore.
I didn't know this could actually happen.
Adorn us with this story, please.
Episode 10, Marathon Chase.
You know, I thought I would have abs afterwards. I don't, though. I really say that you can run it even if you're fat. You can run a marathon even if you're really out of shape. I saw a lot of out of shape people who beat me, but that's fine.
Episode 11, Jared Sherman. How ticklish is Chase?
This one comes in from Jordan_Rowe. He says, how ticklish do you think Chase is?
I think you're mild.
Yeah.
And you may get into it sexually.
Whoa.
Like feather tickling.
Wow.
Like a little feather tick. I mean, Jess, let us know.
Yeah, Jess, are you listening to this?
Are you listening to this? You know, like the feather thing, like whatever. Maybe you're blindfolded.
Wow.
You don't know what's going on.
I'll be transparent and say that that's never happened, but it is gonna happen.
You got to try it.
I would agree that I'm mildly ticklish as well. And I feel like I would very much enjoy that sexually. So
yeah,
maybe not like on my pits, you know.
Yeah, no.
Just tickle, like just like tickle,
body tickle. Yeah,
just tickle what matters, you know.
Okay.
Thank you, Jordan Rowe, for the question.
Thank you, Jordan Rowe.
Episode 12, Joel Chandler, The Dad Game.
Is it a bowling ball?
Nope. All right, Joel, keep in mind, these things are sharp.
Right, it's pretty heavy.
I need your other hand. Yeah, right there.
These things are sharp and heavy. This is not heavy.
Just let me know what that is.
Wow, and what a real dad.
This is a...
it's not even that heavy, dude.
This is a saw. This is some sort of circular saw or power tool. So it is sharp. Is my hand on the blade?
No.
Did nope. I get it right?
Episode 13, John Paul. Daryl Hall is in a bad place.
How did I meet y'all? I don't remember the day, because, you
think,
know...
I think we were... what was it? A show in Philly we were doing back in 99. And we were walking outside. We just crushed a performance. Right, and we heard Spare Change.
Little
and we looked
Spence.
Over.
Little Spence. I remember that.
We saw a guy and his sign said, Little Spence.
Yeah, you were like spare, 12, 13?
Yeah, and you were like, I'm homeless. Can you spare some? And we love homeless people. We do. And
we wrote a song about it.
We did.
It never made it to a record.
It's a deep cut. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember what
Maybe
it was.
Maybe that'll be on our worship record.
I think it was called Little Spence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just remember I remember you guys really made fun of me pretty hard.
But it was to make you laugh.
No, I think I remember specifically Daryl saying, you know, get a job, you bum.
12-year-old bum.
Cut. Cut it.
You were like, get a job, bum.
Cut.
I think you told me that the reason why I'm homeless is because my face looks like I got run over by a dump truck.
We're done. No. That story's over with. We cut it.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said. And then later on when I started a business and started making a lot of money, then I started getting some DMs from you. That's kind of what I remember happening.
We're done. We're done with that. I'm Daryl Hall.
Well, okay. I was just taking my moment to.
This is my podcast, and I'm cutting right now. All right, guys, let's do some questions from Instagram.
Okay.
John Oates, John Paul. I mean, John
Oates.
You said
my face looks like I got ran over by a dump truck.
If you don't shut up right now, I'm going to freaking. You're going to wish that you were on the streets of Philadelphia again.
Well, now I'm a millionaire. Joke's on you, Daryl. Dude, Daryl, I saw that 2009 Camry you rode up in. What happened?
It's a rental!
What happened to your Range Rover?
It's a rental.
I remember about 12 years ago you had a Range Rover, but you said finances were bad.
2020 happened. We're going back on tour soon. I'm going about to make back all my money. I'll be fine. Literally, we're getting mails in the I'm getting letters about foreclosure, but I'm fine. There's nothing to worry about.
He's good.
Your mom called me, though, and your mom was telling me that she's worried Cindy about Hall. You. Sydney.
Yeah.
Don't mention my mother's name. None of you.
Well, your mom said that she says that
John,
she,
stop it. Stop being on his side.
Your mom's... Okay, she first... I don't know what this means, but she told me that she thinks that you've been eating too much, and you've been kind of like... Every time she comes over to the house, you're just on the couch with a bag of potato chips playing like Call of Duty and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I'm just here because I'm your friend and I just wanted to, whatever. Okay, we can move on.
What I'm telling my mom, Nancy, what's her name?
Sydney. I don't
know. Sydney.
Hey, you don't even remember your mom's name.
Can I not live my life? I've worked hard for 30 years. I have 6 top singles on the record charts.
Billboards.
I've made money. Can I not play Modern Warfare, Call of Duty with my friends?
How much money do you have right now, though?
Thousands.
Thousands of dollars.
How much did that Camry cost? I'm curious because I'm looking at maybe buying
$19,000.
Oh. Okay. All right. Moving on.
This is the bit that never ends. And it just keeps going John, in and out.
John, you were always super nice to me. And from what I hear, you still have tons of money.
Tons.
Yeah.
Tons.
Daryl just
it's all in pennies,
squandered it.
And it weighs a ton.
I don't know how much
it
is.
It must be nice.
You just bought too many. You had that Pokemon card addiction thing you've spent too much money on.
It turned into Pokemon Go addiction.
I'm over it. I went to rehab for that.
Okay. All right. We can move on.
John Oates, remind me to talk to you after the podcast. I do need to borrow like $2,000. So.
Got it.
Okay. John Oates, questions from Instagram.
Episode 14, Clint Hall, The Muse.
That is why people believe in The Muse, I think, because those moments, it does feel like magic, and that's why you do it.
So when you're saying The Muse, it is throwing me off because we've done...
Oh, we've done... Band totally Muse. Unintentional. Totally intentional.
So what, when you say The Muse, what's the meaning of that word?
So a lot of people would say that The Muse is... and I'm sure it comes from a specific mythology, and I don't know what it is off the top of my head. But The Muse is... a spiritual being, divine being, perhaps, that sort of blesses artists with inspiration, right? Mm. You know, and there are certainly times when you're writing that you kind of feel like you are turning off sort of the thinking part of your brain, and you're just kind of, that something is being whispered in your ear, and you're just sort of putting it out on the page, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen all the time. Doesn't happen very much at all, actually. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite books is a book called The War of Art, which I've told you about. And one of my favorite parts of that book talks about his idea that the muse, actually, let me take it from this way. I think a lot of people believe that you just kind of walk around until the muse strikes you with whatever great inspiration or idea. Yeah. And Stephen Pressfield, the author of The War of Art, says that's not it at all. The muse favors the working stiff, right? The muse favors the person, for him, it's writers, that gets up, get your cup of coffee, go sit down at your desk, and you just start pounding away, right? And that's the person that the muse visits, the person who's just sitting there just grinding it out again and again and again. So,
episode 15, John and Alyssa Gehring. John farts in the mic.
Do you want to talk about our sex life?
No.
Cool. Can I?
Yeah, John, go ahead.
Can I go pee?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not going to poop?
I'm sure. I actually just
Yeah, that is a good question. Alyssa,
put a lot of Parmesan cheese.
Are you going? Are you sure you're not going to poop on the 27 gummies that we ate? Because if you do, you lose.
No.
Can you just first try to fart into this microphone? Wait, was that real?
Wait.
My husband, everybody. The father of my son.
That was amazing. I'm saving that. I'm saving that noise.
Episode 16. John and Spence. John eats his boogers.
You guys pick and eat your boogies?
Never.
Never in your life you have.
Never.
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 Spencer, have you?
I have before.
Have before. I do it consistently. I will say in the past year, though, it grosses me out more.
John.
I'm like, why do I do this? And then I like, we'll kind of spit it out. But then the next.
John, so you, as of the last couple of months, have picked and ate a booger.
Yeah. I think I did yesterday or today. I think I did.
John.
Listen. I am an adult father, and I pick and eat my boogers. Okay, there's more people than you think that do that.
John.
Chase, go get him. Go for it.
John.
Is that really that gross?
Yes. I've never wanted to break the rule of saying a bad word on here.
Yeah.
But I want to say, what the bro?
Is that really that gross?
Yes,
like this is a genuine. Gross. You've never heard of someone doing that before. Like I don't like it. It's not like I'm like, oh, it's just like a habit from when I was like 10.
That's strange. That's okay. Strange.
All right, I'm strange.
Episode 17. The FLP boys, Chase and John, go to Red Lobster.
You want to play poker, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever walked up to a poker table?
Absolutely not.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I was so scared when I love poker. Dude, I love poker. And I was like, I'm going to play a poker table. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. When you see five grown men like at the table and there's one seat open for you and you and I'm like, what do I do? Do I just walk up and I'm like, hello, hey, I'm here to play poker. You know, like, do I give you money? Do I put money on the table? How much money do I put down? How much money are people going to laugh at me if I put $20 down? Yeah. Do I need to put $100 down? Do I need to introduce myself?
Like, you are insecure.
Oh, my God. So insecure. And these dudes are, like, so straight-faced. Yeah. And like, they're not putting up with anything.
They've been to Vegas before. Yes. For sure.
So I was like, nope, not playing the tables.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many situations like that, though, where, like, there's so many subtleties to know. But everyone else is acting like it's not a big deal. So you're trying to as well. But then it's like, if you do one thing wrong, it's everyone looks at you like you're an absolute idiot. That's every day of my life with every social situation.
You know, I think about like the first time, like imagine if you were go to a Red Lobster for the first time, right? You walk in and you're like, what is this podium? Like, what is this person going
to
ask
me? I've never been to a Red Lobster, so that
So you walk into a Red Lobster, and then
there's
somebody,
a podium.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know what to do.
Okay,
with it.
I'm the person at the Red. Imagine you never walked into a Red Lobster and you walk in. Okay.
Okay. Like, you want me to act?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Red Lobster. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. So
just
how many?
Happy to be here. At the Red Lobster.
Okay, odd. Yeah, people usually don't say that. So,
sorry.
How many? I'm nervous. How many? Is a part of your? How many?
How many is the party? I
yeah.
Have?
How many? How many is
just
part
one?
Of just you.
Just me.
You're eating alone.
I do not want to set the bar. But is there a bar here? I don't know. I've never been.
There's
here
always
before.
A bar almost everywhere.
And I feel like this should be on the website if there's a bar or not. But it's not, and I'm not prepared.
So you want to eat here though?
I would love to eat here. That's why I'm here.
Okay,
and I'm
great.
Asking for a table for one.
Okay. So you've never...
Do you have a bathroom?
So the scenario that we're trying to play out is not going at all.
I lost the
way
point.
I
just
kind
of lost in the role, you know?
Forget it, okay?
Episode 18, Ross Lowe, Mr. Worldwide's ghost.
Do you have any paranormal or ghost or alien stories?
No, I am a third generation PK. I have plenty of stories of demonic presence
really?
In my life.
I don't want to talk about it right now. Honestly, it freaks me out.
It freaks
it
you out.
It might freak you out because this is pretty legit. Like,
I got to go home tonight.
It bothers me when I think about it.
I think
really?
There's something
yeah.
in the room
I'm
staying
kidding.
In right now. I took a nap the other day and I heard gurgling. I think I was asleep.
Was it Chase in the back just making sure his breath was fresh?
It could have been. But all I'm saying is, we could die right here, right now. Would you haunt this place if you were dead right here?
I mean, I do like this apartment, but no, I'm good.
I think I'd want to be like an international ghost.
That would be
a ghost
cool.
That's like, hey, guys, I'm going
to
scare you in Georgia, but I also love Ibiza.
Yeah,
you know, might scare somebody there. Why pigeonhole yourself to a room
exactly.
or a house?
That's so true.
Exactly.
I'm not like connected to a house.
No,
I would like
care.
To be connected globally. Call me worldwide,
Mr.
Ghosty.
Worldwide,
Mr. Worldwide,
Mr. Worldwide. Exactly.
Pitbull. If he dies, his ghost.
He's
is
worldwide,
worldwide,
1,000%
for sure.
He's haunting you
yeah.
in Morocco,
yeah.
in
so
Spain,
true.
In France, everywhere.
And you're just gonna hear Mr.
Yeah,
you're, like,
you're gonna be like, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that? He's like, it's me and my terrible songs. I'm just kidding.
My terrible songs. You know, one time I went to a Tony Robbins conference and he...
Is he was, all, wait, hold on. Is Tony Robbins really like 7 feet tall?
Yeah. He has definitely, that's, he definitely has scary. Gigantism and he's like...
Gigantism.
Elephantitis?
Yeah, for sure. He's scary.
Is that why people listen to him, do you
he's
think?
He's motivational. I think that has something to do with it. The fact that
your
he's
presence.
Giant.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. If he was 4'11 and he was motivational, would you believe in it?
Wow, that is a very good question.
I think his presence is the reason why people believe in it.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Because he says a lot of things that...
And he's got
a
really
lot of
deep
inspirational
voice
people say.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, like, very mainstream.
Did y'all hear that?
What was that?
Jess just jumped out of her chair.
What was that?
What?
is dun, dun, the ghost dun. Of Tony Robbins.
That's why you don't ask people about paranormal.
It's Mr. Worldwide.
It's Pitbull. But Pitbull was supposed to headline at the Tony Robbins conference.
That is a combo.
I know, right? And by the time... Because
Pitbull is like...
Pitbull is the Tony Robbins of music, I guess. But when I was like... When Tony Robbins came out, like, I thought... I was like, I'm ready to take notes and benefit my life. Like, literally every 15 minutes, there was a break of like... music that would go like and you'd be like he'd be like stand up and you'd have to be like
I hate that kind of stuff though.
and you're just surrounded by like 40 50 year old accountants that are like I'm ready to change my life, you know,
they're like,
and I'm the time is now,
and I'm like, okay,
I need this, this is not what I was
expecting. So after 8 hours of that, after that conference,
8 hours,
dude, I swear it was an all day thing.
Dude, that is a very long time.
And they were like, all right, now finally at 10 p.m., Pitbull. And I was like, Mom, can we please go? Can we like, get out of here? Yeah. and we left. We didn't even watch Pitbull.
And then the Black Eyed Peas came out after.
Yeah, they headlined.
I got a feeling.
that would have been.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
That actually would have been perfect. Yeah.
Episode 19, Emily Perry, the Hillsong Song Game.
Emily, what we're going to play is the Hillsong Song Game. So what's going to happen is John is going to hum a Hillsong song, and then you have to guess what song it is.
Wow, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, John, let's pick what song you should hum.
Okay.
This is going to be bad.
One. You don't have to count it off. Just do it. Cody has it. Cody has it.
Where people pray. Awake my soul. Bum, bum, bum. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
thank
it.
You, John.
Yeah.
Goal.
I didn't realize how bad you were going to be at humming it, though, which makes it a lot better.
Well, they got it immediately, Chase, so why don't you try it next time?
Episode 20, The FLP Boys, John's Future.
All right, that's it.
Yeah. No. Oh my gosh.
Okay. John, tell me that that's not you in 20 years.
I hope so. That is awesome.
This dude. Is
oh my gosh, I'm just crying right
it's
now.
It has to be what a 50 year old man in what looks like a Mexican restaurant doing karaoke and singing Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. I'll just say that it's better than him going into that Mexican restaurant and shooting it up, you know?
Yeah,
because that's the same energy.
It is similar energy.
That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, like, much different results.
If I would have seen him do that at the Mexican restaurant, I would have been scared. I'm scared of that guy. Like, yeah, his energy is.
But that's why it's so cool. That's like why it gets you, because you're like, should I like be crying or be like crying from fear? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It does get you a feeling. That is scary, dude.
That's somebody's father.
I know.
Like, you know how you say that? It's like some like girl's like, that's someone's daughter. That's someone's dad. Yeah. Someone's dad. Like, yeah. Put some clothes on and like, please go home and, you know, do the lawn or something. It's really.
Yeah.
But I love it. I mean, it's a really powerful thing. And I think that.
What do you think he did, though, like when he walked? Like that night when he left, do you think he drove home and he was thinking about it and driving,
going
like that was it, like
I did it, Dad. I did it.
Yeah, just yeah.
Drinking, of course, because he was drunk the entire time.
Of course.
Episode 21, The FLP Boys, Coldplay, and September 11th.
Let me see what we want to wrap up with here, John.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about our complete narcissism, 9/11, or colored or Coldplay's new song?
Such good. All of them. I can't decide.
Cole,
I feel like Coldplay's new song probably ties in with 9/11 pretty well, doesn't it? I feel like they would be like people that are behind something like that.
9/11? Like they did it?
No. No, that is actually exactly what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not that they did it, but like they had something to do with it. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe not even directly or intentionally, just like something they put out into the universe responded with jihad. I mean, you can't prove me wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because their new song doesn't seem very jihadist at all. It seems pretty opposite.
Do you think Osama bin Laden ever listened to Fix You? Like just once. Like he probably heard, like maybe he's heard it once and then he's gone like, that's pretty good.
The FLP boys, Chase fires John.
Okay. Oh yeah. I was going to say real quick that, I wanted to tell you this, Noah, because I haven't told you yet, but okay. I want to tell you and then the viewers. I know that me, you, and John have been having some friction lately.
Oh.
And to be honest, guys, I'll just say it, that I did fire John. He's not going to be the co-host anymore.
Wow.
What's that? He's here. Oh, God. It's John.
Is John here?
No, this is just, this building is haunted. That's okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
You all right?
John, that better not be you. Man, stop playing
I'd give
around.
Anything for you to have orchestrated that and for him to come in here and just like beat you up in front of me as a prank.
How would that be? I should have done that. That would have been good. Anyways, yeah. So I don't want to get into details, but me and John, we had a big blow up pretty much. And he swung on me. I swung on him. He said something about my wife, Jess.
Oh my God. Wow.
About her feet. I wasn't having it. About her feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was about her
feet. I knew it.
He's really into feet, and I've realized that. And it's become
a problem. It's a problem,
honestly.
Yeah. It's become a problem. Yeah.
And I didn't want to mention this. No, are you okay with me saying this?
I don't know what you're going to say, but sure.
You know what? He sexually assaulted you.
Really? We're doing this on the podcast?
Okay. I'll edit that part out.
Good grief.
Oh, wait. Should I edit? I'm sorry.
We need to get a court case together before we bring that into the public.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess he's guilty until proven innocent.
I think that's backwards. Yeah, guilty until proven innocent. That's right.
You're guilty, John. You touched Noah.
Yeah.
And we know it.
Basically, John, we're done professionally and romantically. It's over.
Wow.
It's over.
You heard it, John. You're not allowed 100 yards within us, me or
we got
Noah,
a restraining order.
Or Jess's feet.
Yeah. Especially Jess's feet.
Yeah.
Episode 23, The FLP Boys. Chase and Levi eat pizza.
Hey, come on in.
He's like, I don't get paid enough for this.
He said, I am not a people person. Do you tell him we were doing a podcast? First mistake.
Hey, do you want to come have a conversation?
Tell him I have coke.
Okay. And he would have been, Levi, honestly, you're making me think that you do have coke.
Tell him I have something.
Whose phone is that?
I turned it back on.
Hey, Chase, don't take a bite. Don't.
It's very hot.
Sit down.
Okay. Are you looking out for me? That was probably the first nice thing you've ever done for me. You so good?
Huh? Oh, God.
It's all good?
Okay. What's going on?
What did I say?
Ooh. I didn't take that bite.
Where's your camera?
Noah, ask him.
No, look, mine is like that too. They just cut it real bad. Look at all that mess.
Oh, cut it with bites.
It's because he ordered from Domino's.
I hate when that happens.
They pre-bit our pizza.
Put your hands on.
It's hot, though.
Are you sure?
You told me it was. Dude, if you don't turn How are you getting
so
off?
Many notifications?
Did you tell Open somebody up. Just to text you?
It's him.
No, it's not. He's not moving.
Can you open your mouth, please?
Bite down. All the way.
It's really fine.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It was in my right hand.
This was your slice.
Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Well, fine. I'll eat it. Are you good?
Be honest. You want that to stop?
What, this? The ringing? The thing? The phone?
Is it the lights or something?
No, it's not the lights!
What was that noise? I didn't even recognize that one. It was like a... Bucka. Let's see. God, my mom. Okay. We talked about this. We talked about this.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want me to count?
She's the one that's texting you.
Okay, so starting at 10:54, she just sent me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Wait, hang on. 22, 23, 24, 25. 25 texts. Nice. Round number.
She's the one that's... What is she sending you?
Job postings.
Really? Okay, so you really don't have a job. You are actually homeless.
No, she doesn't like my job.
What's your job?
And she hates that.
Levi, I don't want to be judgmental, but that's not really...
True.
...a job.
Yeah, I'm not unemployed. Well, I work for them, and also I work for a couple of other places.
What was that noise? What noise just came out of your mouth?
We'll talk about this when okay. we get to that part.
Yeah, let's talk about that. All right, let me finish these questions. We haven't even touched on anything. And also, that is my pizza. Please just swap with me. Yeah, no, it's my pizza. Just give it. Okay.
Your slice is worse.
Yeah, it is, but it was my mouth that was on it, okay? Huh? Well, thank you for trying to give me the better slice of pizza.
I forgot you've been sick.
I haven't been sick. Who told you that? Nobody said that.
You have been sick. You've never been sick?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Didn't you have a disease a couple weeks ago?
No. I never had a disease.
You've never been sick, you liar.
Surgery? Okay, I'll let you get to your questions, but first I have a real quick one. Is a disease and a virus the same thing?
I don't know. Who gives an...
Or can a virus be a disease? You don't know? Everyone watching, leave a comment below. Can a virus be a disease?
Okay.
My brain, dude.
What? No, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Episode 24, Tyler Clark, the master of accents.
Tyler, this is up to you. We'll figure it out. You nailed the Australian accent.
Right.
Let's see if you can nail these other accents. It's time to play the master of accents. All right, Tyler, these are the accents that I know that you're that I've heard you do.
Oh boy.
Can you do a little Alex Jones for us? What do I need to start a conversation with you, or you just got?
Yeah, you got
to
ask.
Listen, all right, here we go. Questions. Listen, Chase, I don't need you to start a game conversation because I've already started the conversation. The thing is, we've got the Bilderbergs, we've got the globalists, we've got the elites coming in, we've got all these, we've got the frog, the chemtrails, the planes turning frog gay. We got all this kind of the Bohemian Grove. We got all this kind of stuff going on, and it's just crazy. All right.
Thank you, Alex.
You are welcome.
Jesse Ventura.
Donald Trump can...
I knew that was coming. Yes. Yeah, give him some I knew that was coming.
Give him some Donald.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, okay, Chase. First of all, I want to thank you so much for coming on, for having me come on your podcast. Okay, I'm very honored. You're welcome. Very honored.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Have you ever been this low before?
Excuse me. Very honored. Very honored to be on this podcast. Okay. It's a wonderful podcast. The greatest, some would say the greatest podcast in the world. Probably huge, huge following. Okay. So, I mean, you know, I lost the last election. Okay. As we know it was fraudulent. The whole thing, the entire thing. It was fraudulent. I don't know why you're laughing. Excuse me. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Excuse me. Thank you, Chase. Okay.
Trump, can you do a good Joe Rogan? I forget.
Wow. Jamie, can you pull that up?
That was good. That was good. Can you do a good George Bush? I'm guessing.
Just give me a second to get a good character. I was so into George and Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, thank you so much for having me come on your podcast. I'm really honored to be on here. I haven't done anything really social since. I mean, 2008. I mean, it's been a while.
I mean, thank you, George Bush. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
That was good. That you're welcome was spot on.
It was like creepy. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Episode 25, Austin Ludwig, Noah's Secret.
Noah, real quick, do you have anything you would like to tell me?
Do I?
I think you do. It's a trap. Oh
God,
it's
you a sound trap. Pretty guilty right you now.
Chase, this is why I stayed single. I don't deal
Noah's
with this
the
well.
Only not married guy in the room. So.
Noah, you know what you need to tell me. You haven't told me this at all, but I heard it from somebody, and I was like, I was like, good for Noah.
Gosh.
He hasn't even told me that. Weird.
I'm sweating right now.
I am too. Something
everybody,
good.
Everybody, be quiet. Just let Noah. Let Noah figure it
Chase,
out.
Chase, why are you doing this to me?
You know what it is, Noah.
I feel like I'm literally sitting in an O.J. Simpson trial. Like,
I'm putting Noah on the spot right now, and I'm not wavering.
You heard it from someone else.
Yep.
It had to be Joel then.
That's nope.
Osteen,
really?
Joel Osteen said nothing.
You haven't talked to Joel Osteen about
this
me.
This is my Bible.
No. And Noah, this is what Joel Osteen told me.
Joel Osteen sounds like a gay Southern man.
Joel Osteen said Noah is he got a gig with Mac Powell, and he's going to be doing 3 songs and videoing for him.
Stop it!
Did I? I don't know about this.
You don't know about this?
He's being
okay, Joel
Osteen.
Joel Osteen didn't say that. Seth Rice said
Seth
that.
Rice?
Seth, oh, this is funny then.
Is this confirmed?
Joel Osteen and Seth sound similar.
It's not.
This is not confirmed.
Except Seth. Really Seth sounds a little... Seth sounds
a little more grit.
Seth's a little more... Seth's a lot more masculine because I know Seth's going to watch this. I want to say Seth has a strong Southern draw.
Yeah.
And he doesn't actually sound like Joel Osteen. I retract that statement, but he has a Southern draw.
With that being said, we love you.
Seth, we do love you. Seth's a phenomenal musician.
Noah, address yourself.
Here's what happened. So he did reach out to me. Okay. Seth did.
Okay.
And he made sure to keep this mystery employer anonymous to me.
Yeah.
So I didn't know until now that it was Mac Powell.
You mean you didn't know?
No.
Is it Jay-Z?
Here's what happened.
What was the last text that happened?
I don't know. I could look.
Seth.
But
I want to read the text thread. Let's see.
Seth.
Good Lord. It was after...
Is this too private, Noah?
I don't think Seth
would mind either.
It's going to be really cringy, though, like if this doesn't happen.
Yeah, you might have to just edit all of this out because...
No, I want to use this, though.
But if we find out that someone else got the gig, we need to call them out. Or y'all need to call them out.
Yeah.
All right. He said, yo, dude, quick question. What would you charge for a video similar to the one that you did for Chase in his last video? So you got me this gig.
Okay? Wow. And this is the whole... point why I bring this up.
You wanted me to say thank you?
I'm not saying that out loud.
Oh, weasel.
I'm not saying that out loud.
Hey, that video did look good, dude.
Thanks. Incredible. It was the one with the lights down.
Dude, honestly,
he's talking about the Stay one, right?
Yes.
Stay was phenomenal. Also, the one with the bass girl.
Also,
yeah.
What's that name? Superhero name? Bass girl?
Emily Perry?
Bass woman. I'm sorry, Emily.
Bass girl.
I'm sorry. You're a woman.
Also, the one with a guy in the Venom t-shirt. That's probably.
I kind of processed that. Yeah, that one was phenomenal.
Noah, all I'm saying is
he wants 10%.
No. I'm just giving you a chance to speak. I'm not saying anything that you should tell me specifically in a thankful way. Nothing. I'm not insinuating anything. I just wanted to give you maybe 10 to 20 seconds to say something.
Gotcha. Seth, thank you so much. Where are we starting from?
Anybody else? Huh? Nobody else.
If Noah does not land this gig, it's going to be...
Mac, I'm excited. Do you know Chris Daughtry by chance?
I bet you Mac Powell does know
he
Chris.
If you don't, me and Noah are out.
Yeah, I walk.
John, we you're walk. In on this?
Yeah. He walks if they're he's I'm my, his agent now.
He's my, okay. Yeah, okay. He walks. My agent. Yeah, he's my agent.
John, you would be a kind of a quirky agent.
I would be a funny agent.
He doesn't get a cut of the money. His cut is he gets to meet Chris Daughtry.
Yeah, that's my whole point of my career.
When
I meet Chris Daughtry, I'm out of the industry.
John manages. He's an agent for like 10 artists, just on the off chance that they maybe do a collab with Chris Daughtry.
And then if I become Daughtry's agent,
there you go.
Then I would just like ask him to hang out and be like, hey man, like let's just kind of keep this professional. I'm like, yeah, this is just how I like to do things. Like just, you know, we like to hang out, have a couple beers, like watch some funny movies.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Click?
Wow. No, man. Anyways, imagine watching Click with Chris Daughtry.
My gosh, dude. Wait, I can't imagine that because I can't let the rest of my life be down from that because that's the top.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Tippy top right there. That's for sure. Funny.
Anyways, that's like Chase, thank you, man. Sorry.
Sorry. No, that's fine.
Thank you.
No,
I do. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm talking. Can you give me a chance here?
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and I appreciate the deal we've come to.
Me too. Wow, Noah. Thank you so much for that coming out of a...
Unprompted, yeah.
Unprompted.
I don't know. I just felt like I needed to get off my chest.
Pressured at all to say that. That was very sweet. Anyways, we have Noah in the room. Thank you so much for being here.
Noah, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thank you.
Noah, we love you. Your work is appreciated and will never be as good, even if you do any other gig ever.
Mm. Yeah, I save this your special sauce for you.
Your best work is going to be with
me. It's all downhill from here, Noah. Yeah. It's
not, I wasn't trying to play that. I was trying to play applause.
No. Don't do Noah.
I know.
John,
I'm trying to
what did
it.
I do?
It won't let me play.
Okay. All right, Noah. You get a giant diarrhea.
I'm sorry.
Episode 26, Levi Lewis, Levi's Lotion.
You want to talk about something gross and achy?
I wanted to talk about your love life.
You want something?
And you're giving me nothing.
You want something gross and icky?
No, I want you.
I have this lotion in my bathroom, and one time a girl was telling me to stick something up my butt, and I was like, I can't do it. You have to use lotion. And so I used this lotion. And I put it on the thing, and I put it up my butt. And now every time I smell that lotion, I think about having something up my... And my girlfriend was over at my house a few weeks ago, and we were going to a wedding, and she was like, can I take a shower at your house? I'm like, sure, that's fine. And she did, and then she used that lotion. And the whole night, every time I smelled her, all I was thinking about is something... going up my
you know.
Episode 27, Chris Daughtry, Moms. Episode 27, Chris Daughtry, Moms Thongs.
That's good. I have one that I haven't shared with a lot of people, and if it doesn't land right, I'll edit it out, but here it goes. When I was a child, I was probably like going through puberty at this point, right? Probably. So I was like sexually into things sexually. And I didn't have access to a lot of things at that point. Like I wasn't on the internet. I didn't have pictures. Okay, so what I did was I went in my mom's dresser and I found her underwear, her thongs specifically, and I put on her thong as a 13-year-old boy. And I went upstairs to my room. I sat my on the dresser to where the mirror was, and I perched it in a way to where it looked like a woman's bottom. And I looked at it at the mirror, and I liked it.
Okay. Oh, no.
That's dark.
Oh, no.
That's really dark.
Okay.
I've only told that to maybe 2 or 3 people.
Man.
199 people.
Wow.
Yeah, 199 now more.
So, okay, here's the thing. I did that.
You did that?
Not quite that far, but I put on my sister's underwear.
Okay. Still weird.
And I looked at my bottom.
You did?
Yeah.
You did the same thing.
Well, I did. I also did that thing that guys do.
In it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, well, if I'm going to be honest, because you went there, most likely I did the same thing.
Dude, that's your mom.
Okay, well, Levi, you took it there.
I just wanted to see what you would say when I said that. And you...
So you didn't do
said
it.
Said exactly what I wanted you to say.
You just baited me into that.
If I was listening to a baiting podcast switch. And yeah, they started talking about sick. This, I'd be like, what is this? What
especially
is going on?
Dressed like this.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in at this point and saw 3 people in bald
caps.
Yeah,
so that's probably one of my deepest, darkest secrets.
I mean, that's
pretty deep.
Ever.
Thank you for your honesty.
Ever. I mean, that's a raw moment in my life. Anything like that with you or no? Anybody else?
Noah?
No.
No, I know you got something.
Levi, did you really do that? Or did you just trick me to tell everybody that I also masturbated in it?
Chase, I've got
much darker secrets than that. So I'm really not going to waste my time on this.
Wow.
It's just, that's a child's play to you.
Man.
Literally.
I don't know. I'm worried. I just thought about my mom listening to this.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about the whole time.
Yeah, I just thought about that. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to know something funny? My mom.
Episode 28, Noah Ferris. My mom's first kiss.
His first kiss was with a 40-year-old Asian woman on a park bench.
She was 30.
Check.
She was not 40 years old, Chase.
Mom, what was your first kiss?
What?
Was it with dad?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know if I've ever asked you that. Was it with dad or no?
Yes, actually.
It was?
Wow.
Dang.
I know, right?
Okay. How was it? Dad was probably, no offense, dad. He's probably experienced. He's probably good at kissing, I'm guessing. He was in the freaking army. He went to Germany for 5 years. He's probably macking with some German chicks. Sorry, Mom. I don't know. I feel bad.
Wow, I would never want to be on the other side of that Mom. Look.
I get into podcast mode, and I was just saying things, and then I forgot that. Anyways, how was it? Was it good?